Wild Missions original podcast.
This episode is unlike any I've done before. We're taking a journey into computational science and mathematics, and how the Sandcat has inspired a new algorithm that could improve artificial intelligence, civil engineering, scheduling, smart routing, supply chains, and even aerospace engineering. My mind was blown when I read this research paper, and to be honest, it is an extraordinarily complex topic. But together, we're going to explore how the Sandcat and the natural world around us is having an impact on some of the most cutting-edge technology on our planet. We'll meet the Sandcat, an enigmatic small cat native to the deserts of North Africa and the Middle East. And of course, the big brain behind this algorithm, Amir Sayed Abbasi, to help explain the maths, the science, and algorithms that are already powering our future. I'm Andy Varvel, and this is Cats of the Wild, episode 27, A Sandcat Powered Future.
My name is Amir Sayed Abbasi. I'm assistant professor in Istinye University, Istanbul, Turkey, in software engineering department.
Welcome to the world of optimization. Optimization algorithms are everywhere. In fact, a recent survey revealed that 85% of Fortune 500 companies use mathematical optimization in their operations. But what exactly is it? For Amir Sayed Abbasi, his passion for optimization began when he was 12, trying to find the optimal route from his home to his school.
When I was a child, I want to try to find a good solution to find an optimized path from my home to my school. So most of the time, I try to find other paths. For example, from home to school, maybe more than five or six paths. But the duration is important for us. For example, which paths and the duration is important.
You might think this is a relatively simple problem to solve. Punch your home and your school into a maps app and just take the fastest route. But to find the optimal route between home and school, you might want to consider other factors. How hilly a route might be, whether or not there's a footpath, the safety, waiting time to cross roads, or if the path is in direct sunlight. And now, if you really think about it, there could be so many other factors, and suddenly, mathematically, this becomes a very difficult problem to solve. Amir continued this passion into a career in computer science.
When I was 12, my father bought a computer to me. At the first time, like other childs or teenagers, I want to play with games. Then I want to have websites. At that time, I tried the first website with HTML and CSS codes to explain my city. My city name is Khoi in Iran, in the west north side of Iran. So I want to explain my city with a website to others. At that time, my website is successful because all of my hometowns in the city try to have a post and an explanation, for example, images, videos, or some posts from our city and that website. So my parents said to me, you can be a computer engineer. So I choose bachelor degree in software engineering. I finished my bachelor degree. I decided to open a company with my friend and university. So we tried an example accounting softwares. That time's SMS sending software that's now expired. So with my friends Reza, we did very successful softwares. After that, I decided to continue my education in academics. So I decided to continue my master's degree in Iran. After that, I decided to continue and migrate from Iran to Turkey. And now I am happy because I'm an academician, and now I can do more about my researchers. And nowadays, I want to learn more about it because, you know, in our lives, all of time, we must learn more in every age. Learning is for any age.
Let's begin our learning journey right now by first understanding the different types of optimization algorithms.
Optimization algorithms are categorized to four categories. The first category is nature-based algorithms that inspired by the nature, physics-based, human-based, and some researchers say that the fourth category is about game-based algorithms.
We're going to focus on nature-based optimization algorithms, and for Amir, it all started when he was watching a documentary on TV about sand cats.
A National Geographic documentary that explained the sand cats' behaviors in nature. When I saw, I think it's interesting to find a mathematical model. So then I read about more than 300 pages and more than 6 or 7 article papers about the sand cats that explain their behaviors.
The sand cat is the second smallest wild cat in the world, and it lives in the deserts of North Africa through to the Middle East. They have a pale coat with very large black tip ears covered in thick white hair, likely to protect them against desert sandstorms. The climate in the desert is extreme, and the sand cat's fur completely covers its paw pads to shield against the blistering hot sand.
The sand cats and domestic cats difference is very remarkable for me. For example, the sand cat's width and length is different. And the main characteristic and difference is low frequency noises that they can detect.
Huang in 2002 studied the ears of the sand cat in a paper titled Mammalian Ear Specializations in Arid Habitats, Structural and Functional Evidence from the Sand Cat. He analysed and modelled the ear canals of the sand cat and predicted that their hearing sensitivity to be around 8 decibels greater than domestic cats at frequencies below 2 kHz. So in the desert landscape, they predicted that this increased hearing sensitivity extended their hearing range by 400 metres at 0.5 kHz.
In my algorithm, in sand cats, the main characteristics of sand cats is detecting low frequency below 2 kHz. So, based on this characteristic, I try to find an algorithm and equations. For example, the sand cats try to find prey underground.
Sand cats primarily eat small rodents, rabbits, birds, insects, and reptiles, and they can go for weeks at a time without drinking water. They can hear and dig for prey that may be underground, and they're known to be snake hunters. Even venomous vipers such as the horned and sand viper.
So in my algorithms, I explained that initially the sand cats hear the noise, then try to near the prey. For example, I suppose in algorithm, they start from 2 kHz. Then the circle is decreasing until they find the exact point of the prey.
So imagine a sand cat hears some prey underground, but it doesn't quite know yet where it is. It's here where Amir adds a behaviour to the sand cat that isn't found in the wild. Sand cats are solitary, but for the purposes of this mathematical model, he proposes that there is a group of sand cats, emphasising the concept of swarm intelligence.
So this decreasing is an optimization that starts from 2 kHz and then decreases to 0. At the 0 point, the direct and exact points of the prey.
In this model, this group of sand cats all have a different hearing sensitivity range. And when they hear this prey, they move a bit closer to the prey through an equation that balances where the sand cat thinks the prey is and a random angle of direction. This repeats and repeats and repeats, and over time, these sandcats get closer and closer to the prey. Now, in mathematical terms, the prey is zero, and all optimization algorithms aim to get as close to zero as possible.
I have to prove. So we must prove the algorithms with some real-world engineering problems, some benchmark functions, that the function's solution and answer is clear to everyone, clear to every engineer. So with increasing the dimension of these equations, we must find the solutions zero. So for example, when the dimension is 100 for this function, our sandcat is try to find the zero. But for example, my algorithms in a sphere function, I think find 3.3 minus e 216. It means 0.260, then 3. It means near to zero.
Zero, 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 zero.
So it's very fantastic, yeah?
In his paper, Amir then compared his algorithm against seven other well-known algorithms on 30 benchmark test functions, and the Sandcat Swarm Optimization algorithm achieved the best results and performed the best in 70% of the functions.
It's to prove our algorithm's functionality and efficiency, then compared with other algorithms. For example, the Sandcat algorithm compared with PSO.
That's Particle Swarm Optimization.
Grey Wolf's Way.
Grey Wolf Optimization is a popular algorithm modeled on the pack hunting behavior of grey wolves.
SSR.
That one is based on the swarming mechanism of salps, a type of semi-transparent fish, when foraging in the oceans.
And other algorithms that we know, each meteoristic algorithms, for example, Sandcat, does not guarantee to find all of algorithm engineering problem solutions. So in most of cases, if I have successful and competitive solutions and answers, then they can say our algorithm is superior to others.
We're very deep in maths right now, so it's now time to jump out to understand how all of this actually applies in the real world. This idea of swarm intelligence in optimization algorithms has real impact every day in our lives. For example, Southwest Airlines in the USA was having issues with their cargo operations. Even though its planes were only using 7% of its available cargo space, they were running into bottlenecks at multiple airports, unable to accommodate scheduled loads of freight. Just like Amir had studied and modelled the hunting and attacking characteristics of sandcats, researchers for Southwest looked at the ways that ants foraged. They discovered that it could be more efficient to leave cargo on a plane, even if it was heading in the wrong direction. In fact, this reduced freight transfer rates by 80% and saved Southwest more than $10 million annually.
You know, in the last decades, everyone speak about artificial intelligence. So how we can do it? For example, they say it. What's your symptoms about your disease? For example, I have a headache, my temperature is high. So the doctor said, maybe you're sick or you COVID-19, for example. But which with symptoms? For example, headache and temperature. So in artificial intelligence, we have in machine learning, for example, 1 million records of people that each people temperature and headache or other symptoms is mentioned. So most of features, for example, each person has 20 features.
But it's best to think of features like a data point. Their temperature, do they have a headache? How old are they? Do they smoke? Or what color is their hair?
But three of features important for us to detect in the disease. By the optimization algorithms, we can minimize all of 20 features to 3 or 4. Then we can test and try, or we can find solutions.
Amir's algorithm was only recently published, so it will take some time to be reviewed and cited by the academic community.
Our algorithms must cite and mentioned in other researchers' papers. Until now, I gathered about 10 citations for these algorithms. I hope in this year, most of the papers, most of the researchers try to cite my algorithms and use my algorithms in their problems.
So there you have it. A chance viewing of a Sandcat documentary could lead to the transformation of industries and the design of new technologies. And of course, in all of this, let's not lose sight of the conservation of wildcats, like the Sandcat. Because if wildcats can inspire people to design advanced computer algorithms, then anything is possible. Thank you so much to Amir for his time. If you want to learn more about his research, I'll have a link in the show notes and at our website at catsofthewild.com. And if you want to learn more about the Sandcat, head over to wildmissions.com, where we've curated a selection of free online videos about the Sandcat. Cats of the Wild is created by me, Andy Varvel. Theme music by Score Squad. Other music, sound effects from Invado.